Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
And how you guys doing? Welcome to episode 834. We have something special going to happen today. Right after this first segment, you're going to be taken over to our Motorcycle Madhouse channel on YouTube. That way, you can see the whole entire show. Don't forget to go over there and subscribe once you get launched over there. The Motorcycle Madhouse YouTube channel. Then you're going to see old China Dow come in here. Good stuff, man. We're really retooling everything that we're doing here at Insane Throttle, coming up with a lot better type of platform and a lot more entertainment, because that's what this is entertainment. Now, I noticed something that is happening with all the creators on YouTube, and you might have seen it. I don't have mine on right now. But it's Ride More, Politic Less. And that started with Souls the Ghost over at Demon's Row. And a lot of creators are really into what he's trying to push right there. A lot of us are wearing the hats. Hopefully you're going over by demonsrow.com to get your hat. Or I think he has t-shirts over there too. I haven't been over there in a while. But pick up your hat and go out there and show it proudly. And with that, I wanted to focus today not on news, even though there's a ton of it. But I wanted to focus on that aspect of what's happening with all the creators pushing this idea. And I was thinking to myself, you know what? I wanted to cover two creators in this video for different reasons. But both of them have a really good goal that they're trying to accomplish. You might have seen him on Wild On 2. Carlos, the proud Cuban. Yes, my crime partner. You might have seen him over there. And his name's Mooch. He does Mondays with Mooch. Watching the programming, now we don't agree on everything. You know, creators are not going to agree on everything and anything. There's going to be disagreements. But it's how you handle them disagreements that really show you the commitment that that creator has to what they're doing. Me and Souls had it, put all that to the side. Now we're angling on what can we do better and hopefully help the scene. Now Mooch, he is new to the biker genre, if you will. He's a former club member. I'm not going to give you his club information or whatever. You guys can go to his stuff, hear it from him. But he really has a level head, where actually, it's language that I could understand. Yes, I can actually understand it. A lot of people I can't, because things have changed so much over the years. But I wanted to feature him, and I'm hoping that you guys go over and subscribe. Now, a lot of stuff is talked about as far as MC Protocol, Motorcycle Club, Biker News. Yes, he talks about some of that stuff, but he also does other things as well. He talks about MMA stuff. He, you know, shows where he's going on runs and stuff. What this is supposed to be all about. You know, biking, brotherhood, whatever you want to put it. Here's his channel here. It's called The Mooch. And there's a picture of Mooch right there. As you can see, he's on Carlos's program a lot, and they do talk about club stuff. But if you really take a look, you know, he has a lot of other stuff. Like, he's out and about with the Memorial Run and stuff like that he has up here. The Oregon Trail, that was his first one. Now, I know he doesn't have a lot of videos on here, but he does have a lot to say, and a lot of the stuff that he has to say is real good. So I hope that you go over there, visit him. There are a lot of new creators coming into this. Rick, 5 years ago, it was only me, Black Dragon, and Dibs. You know, we're the old-timers in this stuff. But now, you're able to get all kinds of opinions, viewpoints, drama, if you want, which most of us don't like. See, within this stuff, you got your moto vloggers, you got your, you know, motorcycle mechanic stuff, then you got Biker News, the MC Protocol. There's just so much that is covering the entire scene that you got to mention those that really care about it. And I'd go and check out Mooch right there. Another one I'm going to talk about, and I actually did a story on this, and it was a while ago. And in that video, you know, because I got to put a retraction out there and actually an apology, because I really was a dick. You know, maybe it's because I, you know, was in that type of stuff, and it was like, damn, why did it end up there or on eBay? Because we know that happens. You get some douchebag member that wants to put stuff on eBay. This wasn't the case. And who I'm talking about is Outlaw Archive. Now, I sat back and was thinking, there is really nobody out there that has any dedication, you know, as far as telling the story of One Percenter Clubs, MCs. There really isn't. Harley Davidson refuses to put a lot of the clubs in there. Yeah, they'll have AMA clubs, they'll have race teams, but they won't have those that they took the image from, actually, to make their money. We're talking Hells Angels, Outlaws, Banditos, every one of them. You won't see that there. But here's a guy that, and I'm going to take you to his Instagram. I do believe he has a YouTube channel. And what I'm hoping, if you're really into the history stuff, hopefully he'll do something on his YouTube channel where he picks one of his pieces and just gives you the background behind it, gives you the history of it. Because a lot of people, they do not know the history. Hell, even guys in MCs don't know their own history, and that's sad. But if you can, you know, what he does is he's a collector, and according to his Instagram, he has over 45,000 items related to the outlaws from the 1950s and the 70s. And it's just mind-blowing. You know, let's take this picture, for instance, right here. Now, this is an old-school angel patch. Now, from the early 70s, he says, front tabs and red-black wing patches from the late 60s and 70s, pins from the 1960s, 70s, and 80s. That's history right there. History a lot of people don't get. And that's why I'm hoping, again, that he starts his YouTube channel up and focuses on one piece at a time to give a real in-depth look at the history, as well as, hey, how did you come in possession of this? You know, you're here preserving stuff nobody else can. Or ain't. Let's put it that way. this right here is something that needs to be done dedicated to clubs. Now, he has a lot of stuff. He goes into the pitchers and stuff like that. There's Terry the Tramp. Then you got Baby Huey right there. Or they call him Fat George. But look at just the history he has on his page. Again, this is Instagram. Look at this one right here. The 13th Reich. Locko. Now, here's how he came into this one. I've come to find that when someone passes away, it's very rare for their family members to follow through on their wishes, especially when these wishes don't include putting money in the pockets of said family members. Fortunately for Dale Stabe, his widow is a true champion. Over 1 year before his untimely passing, Dale emailed me twice communicating his intent to leave his 13th Reich MC colors with me once his soul left his body. Within weeks of Dale's passing, his daughter sued his widow, Karen, to get his colors back. She knew what Dale wanted, so she took his email exchanges with me to Outlaw Archives to court, and victory was declared. The colors arrived, and as he says, why he misses Dale, did not want him to pass in order for us to take possession of his colors. He's honored to help carry on his memory. And here's the history. In 1966, the 13th Reich became the LACO chapter of the Hells Angels, Los Angeles County. One notorious member of both clubs was Fat Pat, and notorious member of the Loca MC was Whitey, who patched over from the Coffin Cheaters. That's just amazing right there. It is. And then, of course, you'll have the haters and stuff like that saying, what should have happened? Well, it wasn't them that earned the colors. So what's happening now is what? His colors are preserved. A lot of people didn't even know that the 13th Reich even existed, but now they do because it's there. You could say kind of like in a museum. Now, you know, Ruthie, everybody knows this one. Wow. There was a different, you're talking about protocols back then. It was a lot different back then. Actually, in the late 50s, early 60s, women would actually wear the patch on their back so it can be seen when they're on the back of a motorcycle. You know, the Hells Angels went through various different designs. Outlaws, bad, everybody has, but to have these type of memories to be able to show the younger generation, there's the Galloping Goose right there, man. And that's what he says, it's Hal Goldstein from the Road Regents MC with Johnny Orvis, Road Regents Panhead, and Bill the Fish from the Goose with Sonny Barden's Galloping Goose Panhead. Look at that, man. You can't even, you won't even find something like that in a Harley-Davidson museum, and it kind of upsets you because it's like, well, wait a second here. You built your business on our image, but you don't want to give back. You know, let's see here. You got, Pasadena Boys. I think that's what it is. Paisano Boys. Okay, my fault. This was talking about a reunion and stuff like that. But this is the life right here. So go over, check it out over here. And you know what? Encourage them. Go on there, make comments. Hey, can you do this on YouTube? Can you put one item out and give us the history of it? I think, Outlaw Archive, a lot of people would want to see something like that. I know I would, man. What do you guys think? Let me know. Go over there and subscribe to those two creators right there. Just a lot going on within this genre right now with content creators and stuff. So let's keep it up, passing the word and stuff. The ride more, politic less type of deal. And go learn from the other people. So right now we're going to go into the second half of the show with China Dow. We're going to try this out, see if it works, where you're automatically going to be taken over to the live show on our other channel. If you have to hit play, you have to turn all notification on is what we're told. So if you got all notifications on or that bell, whatever the hell it is, it will just start up. If not, you got to press play. So let's go over there and check out China Dow.
My mind's running wild, I seem to lose grip on reality. And I try to disrupt the crazy things the voices tell me to do, but it's no use. But the home was still a home, and my mind kept playing tricks on me. Feeling older every day, took everything I had to not crash and burn. But I'm starting to learn.
What's up, everyone? How you guys doing? Welcome to a special edition of Motorcycle Madhouse We got China Doll joining us. How you doing, China? You are live on YouTube. You can see your pretty face right now. How's everything going?
I'm tired.
You're tired, man. We were doing the tomahawk thing this weekend. A lot of camping, a lot of fun. It was pretty decent. But before we do that, we're going to be getting you over to Motorcycle Madhouse Radio. And that's going to be the YouTube channel where they can listen to the second half of the show Monday through Friday. Actually, tomorrow we got Serial Killer Monday coming up.
Yeah.
How are you going to like that one?
I always like the Serial Killer.
You always like that, huh? Mark, how you doing, Mark and Frogzilla? So we're going to give our review of the Tomahawk Fall Rally 2022.
Fall Ride.
Whatever. Whatever. She's always correcting me. You always notice that? Always. Even on the radio part. Even on the radio part, you do that.
Sorry.
So it is the Tomahawk Fall Ride that we were at all weekend.
Yes.
It was in Tomahawk, Wisconsin. We stayed at a campground. It was like, okay, cool. We get there Thursday, set up and stuff like that. Next thing you know, and that was actually a good thing, okay? Thursday was pretty cool. Even though I had a big-ass mishap. See, I was driving the crash vehicle, and guess what crashes? The damn crash vehicle. We get halfway up there, and the damn Chevy's brake line gives out. But I must have had a horseshoe up my ass, because we were right in the middle, right? Coloma, Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Here I am saying, you know what? Wait a second here. The freaking brake's not working. I'm going down one of the big hills, so I thought I burnt my brake. But anyway, China Doll's over there saying, no, nothing's wrong. Nothing's wrong. Here's my foot to the floor. I'm like going almost the Fred Flintstone over here. I was like, this fucking truck ain't stopping. What do you mean it's okay? It's one of her blonde moments, okay? One of her blonde moments. So I get it over to the BP over in Coloma. Next thing you know, the right rear, the line is just blown. We were going to try to crimp it all, you know, but couldn't get it to work. So I get on the Google and say, you know what? Find me a fucking mechanic now, man. I'm like 150 miles from home already?
We're 200.
200.
Well, I don't know. 2 hours from home and 2 hours from our destination.
So I was able to get a hold of this cool, I'm talking this was like an okie dokie freaking mechanic. But he was fast as hell. He says, yeah, man, bring it in. And it was right across the street. I was like, dude, I got a horseshoe up my ass.
That would be Nick from ProTech.
Nick from ProTech up in, where is this at now?
Coloma, Wisconsin.
Coloma, Wisconsin, man. I got to give him a shout out. He really took care of us because I thought we were really screwed. I did. I was like, well, you know, just unpack the tent, man. We're going to go homeless like they do in San Francisco and Los Angeles. Because there, and it was a Thursday, so he'd be lucky in that small dinky town to get any help. So we get in there and half hour, we were done. I was like, dude, you're cool as shit. Plus, he had a cool dog, too.
Vegas.
Vegas, he called him. Now, that's a good name for a dog. Uh-huh. Good name. So, anyway, it was like 2 hours, what, more up there?
Yeah.
All I know, it was a long-ass freaking ride. Okay? All I know is there's a lot of Indian names up there that I cannot pronounce worth a shit. I have a problem with English as it is. And you want to throw these damn Indian names at me. Like, what is it? Washaka? Or it's like, what? What Chicago is what I was saying or some shit like that. I was, wasn't I?
You were.
And
Hooked on phonics failed you. You can't read.
And then it was like, okay, Tomahawk. I'm sitting there thinking Indians, you know, Tonto and shit. That kind of stuff. And what did we run into up there? A lot of Indians. I thought I was going to get scalped up there.
You should have.
They were looking at me all weird. They were.
Well, if the shoe fits.
I have to say that. So we get up to this cool ass campground.
Clear Lake.
Clear Lake Campground.
Except I kept calling it Crystal Lake.
You kept on calling it Crystal Lake, and I'm making a video because we did some really cool shots. I was gonna start out with China Doll as Jason because she's that ugly.
What?
And you know, you ever see Jason when he takes off his mask? That's what you look like. Anyway, so Mina, you know, some buddies went up there camping, you know, Thursday. And that was a good day. Now, Friday, here's where I learned I wasn't Daniel fucking Boone. Okay?
No, you're not.
I wasn't Daniel Boone.
You're not.
You know, I'm from Chicago. I see the Sears Tower. I'm all right. But I go out in the middle of nowhere, and they drop me off in a freaking camp spot after the hell of a day we had. And next thing you know, it starts raining. It was nonstop raining. And we got China Doll out there, drunker than a skunk.
Oh, shut up. Don't even say it.
You were drunker than a skunk. Okay, does anybody know those wooden poles, you know, that stick out of the ground so you don't, you know.
It was like a post.
It was a post.
Yeah, and it happened to be the same height as my.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
Okay.
You know, usually a smart person, which China Doll is not, usually a smart one would go and grab a flashlight. Does she grab a flashlight? No, she don't grab a flashlight. She drunk, and next thing you know, she's going to get something from the tent, and boom, she walks right into this post. She got her cooter pocket slammed, and it wasn't in a good way, guys.
No.
That cooter pocket wasn't beefed up, man. She walked right into that crap. But not only did she do it once, you think after you rack your crap one time, you would learn.
Three times.
Three times, okay?
Twice in the same night.
Twice in the same night. You know, she gets on this fireball stuff, and she gets more stupid than she is now. I'm serious. She gets more. It's like, here, fireball, give you stupidity.
I drank half the bottle, and we're not talking about a shooter either.
No, we're talking half of a bottle of fireball.
We're talking like a little bit bigger than a 200.
Then the other guys I'm with are pounding freaking Bush Light.
Bush lattes.
And I got a bunch of drunks around me. I'm sitting here thinking, you know what? One of these idiots are going to fall in the fire or something.
It wasn't me. That was last year.
I just got what? I just got a 9.
Yeah.
And I had to make sure I had a trigger lock on it because of these morons.
Don't hand it to me because I automatically put my finger on the trigger.
She's going to shoot me or something. So I had to tuck the gun away so she wouldn't screw with it, because you know what, in Chicago we have raccoons, okay? You got some squirrels and other critters, but out up north they got fucking bears up there, okay? They got Yogi the Bear up there.
No, it's not Yogi, it's Meaner.
It might be his cousin Bruce then, because you know what? The whole time I was up there worrying about a damn bear eating my ass. And then when you're trying to sleep, you hear these squirrels talking. It's like they did everything possible to screw with me. Not only do I got these animals up in Tomahawk, I got these other idiots that are drunk. So I didn't know which way I should go here. You know, one of the drunks racks her cooter pocket.
I didn't just rack my cooter pocket, though. I nailed my knee and I bruised up almost my whole knee's a big giant bruise.
Well, you deserve it. Maybe you deserve the, because usually what do? I karate chop you.
You karate chop my cooter pocket.
Yes, it's a daily thing. Here, yeah. Yeah, that's what I do.
This was worse because it was big post.
It was a big post. You think you'd be able to walk around it. No. So anyway, Friday night, and I don't know what it is about Upper Wisconsin. You guys are screwed up out there, man. No, you know, you guys are a little weird. But your fucking weather is even worse, okay? If weather was bipolar, you freaks up there in Wisconsin, your weather is bipolar. It was nasty. Here I got radar on. Oh, it's like a 10% chance. Then 15 minutes later, your ass is getting wet, okay? And it jumps up to 60. So luckily we had all these canopies there. My bike was finally getting washed. That was one good thing. I forgot the dish soap.
All three bikes were. And
yeah,
I said,
were getting washed.
Hey, remember when you're a kid and you used to take out the Joy dish soap and wash your cars?
Yeah.
I'm like, we need some Dawn.
You know, that way you guys wouldn't have to work so hard to clean the bikes.
I didn't clean it.
But the rain did.
The rain did.
And then you know what? I went and got this, what is it, a 10-person tent or something? Eight-person tent?
Yeah.
A pretty big tent.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was sitting there, okay, Scooter Tramp Scotty does this shit. Let me try, you know, freaking city boy here. And, you know, he puts it under the damn tree. I said, okay, there, let's put this damn thing under the tree. You know, we're in the middle of the pines and stuff like that. Maybe Yogi the Bear's cousin Bruce won't get up there and kill me and shit. But instead, all I heard was
the acorns were falling on
all over my
tent
all night. So, Scooter Tramp Scotty, you're an asshole. It don't work. That's false advertising, man.
And because we were in the trees, even when it wasn't raining, it's still raining on the tents because it's all falling off the trees.
Wasn't a good day Friday.
It was like raining every 2 hours.
It was raining every 2 hours. It was so bad I wanted to punch all you in the face.
Oh, but you forgot the best part. We had the best bear repellent at night.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Now, I don't know about you guys. And then, by the way, welcome to a special segment of Motorcycle Madhouse. You're going to be able to be taken over to the second part of the show live on YouTube and hear from us right after my first segment. You'll be taken where it premieres, whatever the hell they do. But you'll be able to see her ugly face and my cute face. But anyway, now bear repellent up there, okay? Now remember, I'm not Daniel Boone. I ain't Davy Crockett. What do I look like? I don't wear a squirrel on my head. But anyway,
we had bear repellent.
We had bear repellent.
Yeah.
And it wasn't the stuff you spray. Now, I don't know if you guys ever slept with a big group. Okay, I'm here having, you know, I got a tent. And I'm saying to myself, okay, everything's cool. Next thing you know, a buddy of mine. Okay, he's supposed to be, you know, we got each other's backs and stuff. We're supposed to be cool. This dude snored. Like a fucking freight train, okay? And I'm sitting there. It got so bad.
It was 4:30 in the morning.
4:30 in the morning. Okay, I haven't slept.
That's how your Friday morning started.
And I go up to the damn freaking picnic table. I said, you know what? Screw this shit. And went and got some napkins. And I rolled them up and put them in my ears because I couldn't stand the snoring. And I go back in the tent. It didn't work. I can still hear it. And then what's worse is, it's like a cadence started. He was snoring, then my old lady started snoring.
I don't snore.
Yes, you did. You snore. Okay? You snore. You snore like Miss Piggy's cousin, Barice, okay? Anyway, I say to myself, I got a 9 in the truck. Maybe I should shoot myself, because that's where I'm at right now. Not only Thursday did the chase truck break down.
4:30 Friday morning, you can't sleep.
I can't sleep, because a bunch of drunks, and they're snoring. And I haven't even got to the ride yet.
No.
So then we go out Saturday with, you know, we had guys coming over, you know, different areas. And we get riding. I was like, oh, thank God we're riding. I don't have to deal with a bunch of drunks. You know how I am about drunks, and especially you. You're stupid. You are. You're stupid. I'm sorry when you're drunk. You act like an idiot. And next thing you know, we're going out. We went to Gangster Park. Decent. You know, they had a lot of antiques there for the fall ride. Jackal was playing Saturday night. And Jackal's a badass band.
But you didn't stay and listen.
Hell no, man. It was like, okay, let's go down to Main Street, check out the rings, check all the stuff out. And that was it. I thought I got screwed here. I was like, okay, there's different events around. But it was mostly for the ride. And we got some pictures on Instagram. I have to have her put some more up. She got a video of bikes and all that kind of stuff. So I had to endure a screwed up Thursday, a screwed up Friday, and then Saturday, it was beautiful. The riding up in Tomahawk, in Rylander, I was like, man, is that like Germans here? Am I going to get like freaking, you know, they're going to be goose stepping or something? They called it Rylander, and they call me stupid sometimes. Then you go up, where were we, Managua or some crap like that? It's like, dude, who comes up with these names?
Managua. And we stayed in Woodruff.
Yeah, we stayed in Woodruff. And the lake was beautiful.
It was clear.
Just it was like that's called it's called Clear Lake for a reason. Now, we were in the State Forest. We, you know, me and the guys took a ride that had to be at least 200 miles or something like that. Nothing but curvy and all that kind of stuff. Roads. And then our luck runs again on Saturday.
Oh, Lord.
Okay? One of the guys get a damn accident. You know, everybody's going and the cars down there, these Cagers are real, you know, I guess you would call them reverse redneck. Wouldn't you say that's what it is?
I don't even have words to describe what happened.
Anyway, we're going out of Gangster Park. Yeah, I had a couple guys in front of me. And it looked clear as hell. And this car just came screaming. So everybody's hitting the brakes and one of the guys hit another guy. Mm-hmm. And the bike. He ended up with a broken foot because a bagger's like 1,000 pounds or some shit. And we said, okay, our bad, it happened. He got back up, you know, got riding again. So we make a left turn. Next thing you know, another buddy hits a damn pothole. And his rim is tore up. I thought Chicago potholes were bad. Chicago potholes ain't bad compared to up there.
Well, keep in mind, it's a lot of sand.
A lot of sand, yes.
And it was raining off and on the whole entire day before.
How you guys doing in the chat right now? Road Rage, easy cure for snoring. You set their tent on fire. They generally wake up and the storm. What did I tell him I was going to do? It was raining that night. Friday night.
You still did it.
No, what I did was, I went to him and says, if I hear you freaking snoring again, I'm going to pull your tent poles out. And the damn tent, when you wake up, is going to be on you if I hear this damn snoring anymore. I should have done that with you. What I should have done, you ever see that movie Meatballs?
Yep.
What I should have done is what they did to the camp director. While he's sleeping and they carry his bed out and put him somewhere. That's what I should have done to you. I should have put you right in front of the visitor's office. When you wake up, they'd be looking at you. And then I'd be like, I don't know this broad. What are you talking about?
Hey, you could have just thrown the air mattress in the lake. It's fine. I would have been okay with it. I said I wanted to go swimming. I never did. That would have been my chance.
Yeah, it would have been your chance. But how? What was your take from what you've seen? Because we separated.
Yeah.
You know, we went on a different route and different rides and stuff. You went downtown.
We went to Main Street.
You went to Main Street. Yeah. Now, how? Because this was your first rally that you went to with me.
Yeah.
And how? What did you like about the rally? Give me your experience here.
What did I like about
it? Okay, on a scale of 1 to 5, what would you give it?
A 3.5.
Ooh, ouch.
Yeah.
You're evil.
Well, we went on Main Street, and literally it's the main street in Tomahawk, and we walked up and down both sides maybe 2 or 3 times, and we seen all the booths. I bought you something. I bought myself something.
Mm-hmm.
And they had pizza, but it was flimsy looking.
Not like Chicago
pizza. But I did see a lot of cool bikes.
Mm-hmm.
I took some pictures of them. I put them on my Instagram, and I put them on.
What's your Instagram?
I don't know.
How prepared is she? Huh? What a schmuck!
I don't have it up right now.
You're a schmuck.
Anywho. I'll tag you in my post. How's that?
Okay. Well, why do you have to tag me? It's you want to tag them. You know, this is what I got to deal with every Monday through Friday on the second segment. Always have to deal with this nonsense.
Can I finish?
Go ahead.
All right. You know what? All right.
Okay. You know, stop. I regress. I got to let you go. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's my turn.
What is this? Freaking third grade?
Should I raise my hand to go?
Get out of here.
So, anywho, I've seen a really crap ton. Yeah, pause myself there. Of awesome bikes. I saw one. I wanted to take a picture of it, but then at the same time, I didn't because it was bright red. It was huge, like a big bagger. And I said it was Ronald McDonald's freaking bike because it had a bright yellow seat.
Mm.
I didn't take a picture of it because I was just laughing too hard. And there's so many bikes. You're either walking on the sidewalk or walking in the street. But if you walk in the street, you're going to get hit by a bike because they have the whole entire area blocked off. So only bikes can go through and no cagers can drive through, which was cool. So you can get the full experience of literally the whole entire street is filled with bikes down the middle, down both sides.
You know what her problem is? She's never seen. And I can't blame her.
That many bikes in one spot.
No, you never seen a big wheel bagger. That's why it looked like a bunch of fruitcakes that ride them things.
And then I seen one that was totally cool. It was like a baby blue with brown leather and it had a sidecar and it was totally awesome. So yeah, I have a picture of that. And then
you're easy to entertain.
And then I seen this one that was a beautiful white bike, right?
Okay, let's stop there.
What?
And I even asked Denny about this.
What?
I was like, who the hell goes and gets a pure snow white bike?
The person that has the awesome purple roses all over this bike with all kinds of black detail, and on the front of the bike, it's got the names of their kids.
Well, that's pretty cool.
It was,
but the problem with this rally was I truly believe they have a lot of freaks there. And the reason why I say that is we pulled into a gas station, and a broad comes out about to get on the back of the bike. And next thing you know, she puts on a helmet, and it's a freaking unicorn. And I'm not talking painted.
No, it was a fluffy unicorn.
It was like, what the hell just happened here? Am I in the Twilight Zone up here? Then there's a guy riding around like Santa Claus. I was like, dude, you're early.
I had a guy with a passenger that was a skeleton wearing a black wig.
Uh-huh.
That was cool. A skeleton was riding on the back of the bike.
Right.
And he put a black wig on it, and it was dressed in Harley clothes. It was cool.
On his bike?
Yeah, on the back seat.
See, the only cool thing that I remember from a lot of the rallies, because he used to go all over the place, was Ice Cream Man. You know, I think he's dead and gone by now. But when you see a broad with a unicorn helmet on, you really do think you're in some kind of Twilight Zone. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you only give it 3.5 stars. Why would you give it 3.5?
I gave it only 3.5 stars because I honestly thought there was going to be like way more. I mean, I know there's vendors because the whole point of it is to go from town to town. That's why it's called a fall ride. Because they go from town to town because every single town has something going on in that area.
Right.
So I get that's why it's called that, because the whole purpose is the fall ride. You ride from town to town to go see what's in every town. So I get it. But I mean,
we got that right, man. I'm going to get a bunch of hate mail rage saying I'm prejudiced against unicorns.
But I mean, we only went to two specific locations. We went to Main Street and then we went to Holly's Bar. And at Holly's Bar, behind it.
This is about Tomahawk's Fall Rally for those that are just joining.
I mean, to me, it looked like you can only camp there if you had an RV or a pop-up or some sort of camper.
Wish I did.
And
maybe I wouldn't have heard.
We were walking around there. I mean, they only had about four vendors. They had three food trucks and then the bar.
What happened to the big party, they said?
But they did have burnouts there. And I did see this chick's bike that was freaking awesome.
Fucking rage. Go ahead.
They had this one girl's bike. It was pitch black. It was like a big bagger. It was beautiful. Pitch black, right?
Midnight black or something.
And underneath it, she had all the lights and she put on some music and the lights would change color to the music and everybody was dancing around this bike. It was great. I videoed it. It was great. It was awesome.
Mark, you are totally right. New generation bikers, hard to figure out. I have to say 98% of the people there were rubbers. They were rubbers.
Yeah, the only thing, and you went incognito.
Yes, I went incognito.
Because you actually had somebody comment on your Instagram saying, if we knew you were there, you could have came by us.
Yeah, they wanted to hire me. I was like, you know what, this is, I wanted nothing to do with work.
And
nothing.
I was very sad. Even wearing my Viper shirt that says China Doll on the back of it, I did not get fangirled once. I was very sad. Very heartbroken.
Next time you see China Guy, would you freaking fangirl so I just shut up?
All I got was one guy going, I like your shirt. Then I had a bunch of broads that kept eyeing me up and down like, hey, she. I'm like, oh, man, come on. I was like, do I got to fight some chick down here? Because I really feel like throwing some hands.
Did they have any midget wrestling or
No.
Even though we had a midget with us.
We did.
She's legally a midget.
She is.
And her and her old man love watching midget wrestling, okay? I said, why didn't you just throw your old lady in there, man?
Yeah.
That would have been hell. Is she, 4'9 or something?
She's 4'9.
4'9?
And she's part Hispanic, so she would whoop somebody.
Oh, hell yeah.
Don't piss her off.
She's got that Mexican tortilla shit going on right there.
Do not piss her off. She'll go off.
Oh, my goodness.
She's snappy. She's a little snappy.
I would have to give the ride.
I only gave it 3.5 stars. Here's why. I only went to two locations.
Mm-hmm. So how can you judge a whole rally by two locations?
I only went to two locations and drove through one in Lake Tomahawk because they had a bunch of stuff in Lake Tomahawk. So I drove through one and went to two of them. I didn't ride.
Ah, sucks to be you.
I know. I didn't ride. I was a naughty girl. I got grounded from riding because I was naughty. So I didn't ride. But that's okay because I still had a good time. I did. But then I got bored.
Yeah, because you didn't get to go through the scenic routes like we did.
Nope. Missed it.
You drunk ass.
I missed it.
You know,
so what I did when we were
one of these days, I'm gonna put that one picture up of you when you're freaking slush drunk,
laying on the floor in the tattoo shop,
laying on the floor in my tattoo shop. Just ridiculous.
I'll post pictures tomorrow morning while we're on the show.
If Sylvester was around, he'd be like that. Ridiculous. Really would. I'd have to give it a 4.5 for the ride.
I mean, the scenery was amazing. I think my favorite part was actually at the campground looking over the lake.
Hmm.
because that's
here I am thinking, okay, this is an adult camp, which it wasn't, that I was going to see some boobs. I was going to see some broads, you know, and naked. It never happened.
We did have somebody when we were on Main Street, because they were pushing around selling popcorn and bottled water, and they asked us to help them sell it. And of course, you know, a little half pint.
Hey, Banjax is in here. What's
Hi,
up?
Hi, Banjax. Hope you're all good.
Yeah.
Hope your bike's all good.
Yeah, that rim. Did you see that rim?
I did. I did. I felt really bad.
You know what, buddy? He has such big balls. I'm talking gorilla balls.
He rode that bad boy.
He rode that, you know, because we filed the line, okay?
Yeah.
And he rode that, I think it was 18 to 20 miles.
Well, it was 20 minutes from where we were from, but you guys had to go slower.
Yeah, we were going like 20, then he'd go a little 45 once in a while. But I'm sitting here looking, dude, let me go get the fucking trailer.
Yeah, we came back before we even got to Main Street to give you the keys to the truck so you can pick up the trailer, and you never needed it.
Never needed it.
Because Banjax just, he rode
it. He's got gorilla balls. I should call him Gorilla from now on.
Well, he's tall as hell.
Right?
He made me look like a midget, and then when I seen Half Pint next to him, damn. He is a tall man. Very tall. But yeah, he's got some cojones for taking that.
You know
bike
what
back.
I think I found the best part of the weekend where I had the most fun was not actually at any of the events.
Yeah.
It was riding around with the guys.
Yeah.
I fucking loved it. And we ended up at one of the houses, you know, overlooking the lake. And we all just sitting there chilling, talking. That's what it was all about right there. Mm-hmm. Now I know why they call it the Tomahawk Fall Ride. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, you get together. And by the way, we had a breakfast that was... You ever, in the old-time movies, you get that, like, Bates motel stuff? And then right next door, you get one of them small diners?
Yeah.
We went there for breakfast. And it was badass. You know, they knew how to make...
Including the grease?
Yeah, they knew how to make breakfast, unlike you.
Oh, God.
You know, they even had the waitresses, I don't know, they were a little heavy, you know. They were staring us down like, you know, they wanted to get them some. You know, but I wasn't in a charity mood that day. Anyway, but they could cook. They really could cook. That was the best meal I had up there. So I liked the small town feel. And everybody was really nice, the local townspeople.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the rubbers, they were all freaking, you know, their shit don't stink. They'd look up and it's like, you know what? Screw your freaking $80,000 CVO. You know, let's go ride. Let's go play with it. You know, let's see how good you are. But they did have one thing I missed. I don't think they had drag races.
No, I mean, I seen a burnout pit at the Hobbies.
That's everything.
But I questioned it. I'm like, what is the joy of blowing out your back tire? What is the freaking thrill of
that? Burnout?
Yeah, and it smells so bad.
You don't like the smell of rubber?
No.
No wonder I had a bad pullout method. You didn't like rubbers.
Rude. So can I tell you my story about the popcorn and the water and the guy that said he wanted us to help him sell it? And we said, and then he goes, maybe if you guys show your boobs, we'll sell more. And I go, I looked at him. I go, this ain't Sturgis.
No, what cut did he offer you?
He didn't offer us any cut.
Then tell him to get out and go get
I said,
jacked.
I better get some beads for that or something. He looks at me with this big crap-eating grin on his face and goes, I got to go find me some beads. then we ran from him.
Mark, hanging with the guys is what's happening, shooting the breeze with folks from everywhere. You know what? It was a really good experience with the big ride because I've been working a lot. I've been working too much, and I was really burnt out. You know how burnt out I was.
Yeah.
And I was like, I need this. So that Saturday getting with the guys, you know, it was that family time. and you got to sit there. That's what it was all about, was enjoying the biking and brotherhood, not the bullshit. Mm-hmm. You know, not sitting there in town, looking at the rubbers, look at their bikes like they got some kind of pecker. You know, I think they buy them bikes because they want to compensate. They do. They want to compensate for what they don't have down there.
Well, what I noticed on Main Street was majority of the bikes were just your average.
Were you there, Keith? Yeah, you know, Gangster Park, man. They had this fucking old-ass Indian in there, old-ass Harley. And I don't know if it was a Pontiac or what, but the old-time gangster car where you stand out on the, you know, the ledge and you had your Tommy gun and stuff, that was beautiful. But what were you talking about here?
Nothing. Obviously, it wasn't important because you kept cutting me off.
No, it wasn't important then. You know, I'm important. You know, stuff I have to say is more important-er.
More important herb?
Yes, I
really?
just made up a rule.
You made up your own word?
You know, everybody calls them rubs. I call them rubbers. So let's just stick with that. But there's a picture of a bus that's in the ground that I have. It was, you know, Gangster Park really didn't. Damn, man, Keith Yeager was dead at 10 p.m., man. You should have, you know what? I should have advertised that I was going to be out there. So, you know, I got so many people pissed off at me that were up there.
Yeah, but you were incognito anyways. If they saw you, they wouldn't have recognized you.
Because I wanted to have a break, I think it was. You know, I love, you know, talking about the biker stuff, you know, the news and stuff. But I just wanted to chill for once. And I do have to say it was a great experience, but not too great of an experience where I told everybody Sunday morning, your asses is up at 6:30. I'm leaving at 7:30. And if you're not up, I'm leaving you. Bye.
Yeah. So you were banging on all the tents and I wasn't the only one still in the tent. There was another couple that was still in their tent.
Yeah. I'm banging the shit out of stuff saying, you know what? Get your asses up. I got to go. I want to go. I had enough of this freaking Daniel Boone crap.
I almost bought you a raccoon hat with a raccoon tail. I'm just saying.
Next time, I'm staying in the motel, okay? I don't care if it's Norman Bates himself that runs that thing. I'm staying in a motel. I need some, you know, accommodations here. I don't want to sleep on a ground where I have to hear my wife snoring. And everybody wonders why that I have my own room.
Because you snore.
It's not because I snore.
Your own snoring wakes you up.
No, it does not.
It does too.
I have peace and quiet. If any of you guys that are married and you have a spare room, don't make it a man cave. Make it your bedroom. Stay away from her. Because like I always say, women, they kill us early. And the reason why is they live longer is they give us nothing but headaches. Nothing but headaches. And boy, did I have that all weekend. Headaches, headaches, headaches.
Lies, all lies.
Uh-huh.
I'm a good girl.
Yeah, you good girl my ass. let's see here. Let me show some of the stuff from the audience. Again, tomorrow, as soon as the first segment, I'm hoping this works, it'll switch live over on the other channel. I just consider burnouts a good way to make sure no one tries to use an unsafe tire I am replacing. At least that's what Miss Rage and I burn an old tire that's getting replaced. Rock on. I can't believe you don't like the smell of that.
No, not a fan.
That's just like diesel. You know, you walk into a semi stuff, a semi truck place, and it's like heaven in there, or an auto parts shop. So it's heaven.
So you asked what my Instagram was. It's ChinaDoll1973.23.
And that's Instagram.
Yeah.
But you're big on that TikTok crap, too.
Yeah, but I didn't make a TikTok with it.
You should have.
Nope. I didn't make any TikToks.
Were you surprised we didn't see a lot of naked people?
No, because it wasn't that kind of party.
Do you know what we've seen a lot of?
I seen one dude that was working at a
There was hot chicks working bars over
there. There was a guy that should have totally not had his shirt off working at a food truck. And every time he bent over working on the food, all I pictures was either his chest hair or armpit sweat dripping in the food.
Ouch. Nasty.
Because I seen him with no shirt and I had to put my back to him because I threw up in my mouth.
But you know what was funny? I seen Pancho out there. Yes, I seen Pancho from Chips.
Ponch?
Yeah, I call him Pancho. There was a bunch of motorcycle cops out there.
Everywhere.
Everywhere you looked. From, where was it?
Merrill.
Merrill up. Dude, they had like freaking knee-high boots on. It's like, dude, you look goofy.
Well, walking down on Main Street, all the cops were on foot. Walking on the sides of the streets with everybody else.
They were?
Yes.
Get out of here.
Mm-hmm. We walked past a bunch of
them. See, that's why you can't have fun at these rallies, because they over there being asses.
Yeah, they were, like, every time we were walking, we'd either pass them or they'd be behind us and they'd pass us. Or there was at least a dozen, maybe more, walking the streets of Main Street.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Screw that.
Yeah, it was bad. I'm like, man, really? Nobody's doing anything. They're just all talking, music's blaring, because every intersection there was a band playing, and it's like, nobody's doing anything wrong. Mm-hmm. Everybody was doing what they were supposed to be doing. They're doing, having a good old time. Why you guys, like, gotta be douchebags?
Did they, like, have them hard-ass faces on them?
They all looked like they were permanently pissed off. Like, resting bitch face the whole time.
I don't understand that, man.
And they were all...
Why is
they weren't even good-looking cops. Come on. At least get some good-looking ones.
But I don't understand that. Why you gotta be dicks?
They were walking.
They're making their money.
And what cracked me up is every single cop that we seen walking on Main Street was walking with their chest puffed out. So I was like, no, it ain't working for you.
Not working.
Mm-mm.
You'd rather have a dad bod.
No, but it's like they were walking like they had something, like they had a purpose, and they really didn't have a purpose. I don't know what they were doing, acting like they were bigger than everybody else.
See, the problem with you is you're always looking at the bulge.
I wasn't looking at the crotch.
That's what you do all the time.
No, they were walking, standing up straight with their chest pumped out. Like,
you're going to sit here and tell me badasses that you didn't look at their crotch.
Not the cops, no.
I'm not talking cops, you know, because if you ever did that, I'd punch you in the mouth.
Half the other guys that walked past.
By the way, guess what?
I was looking at butts.
By the way, guess what?
What?
I'm making a t-shirt of that.
What?
I'm going to punch you in the mouth.
Cool. Can I have one?
I'm going to get one. You know, that's a good hashtag.
All right. Anywho.
Okay, I got to listen to your boring ass. Go for it.
I got nothing. Forget it.
So was it the rubbers that were mostly doing that?
What? I was checking out a lot of butts because you know what? You know, they say if you touch enough beards, they'll touch your butt. I didn't touch any beards, but I stared at a lot of butts. I did. I was looking. There was this one guy that walked by and I was like, damn!
Did you get all wet down there?
No, because it was still sore from the night before hitting the post.
Only you. And then, see, I leave my kid to watch the house, okay? While we're up in Tomahawk, he's over here watching the dogs and all that. He's over here saying they're all naked, the dogs, the cat, all that crap. And next thing I find out is, because what? Somebody came to the door and was asking the register to vote.
He said it was a little old lady, and that's the only reason why he answered the door.
So next thing you know, he goes barricades the house up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he had a rifle pellet gun holding the sliding glass door shut. He busted his pellet gun out.
Hey, Mark, you got to really do the two-finger test when you... Yeah, go ahead. you know, the two-finger test. You
know, yeah, I know.
You sniff.
We do the palm check.
You do the palm check.
Uh-huh. Yeah. No, thank you.
But that's what's funny. It's like, you know, I ain't going to even get on that
one. No, let's not get on that one.
Yeah, let's not get on
that
one.
Let's skip that. Pass. Next topic. What?
Will you do it again next year?
Yeah, I would.
You'd really want to do it again next year.
I would do it again, but we'd have to like make reservations now because I want a hotel room with a jacuzzi.
Well, that you don't deserve.
Rude. Or they did have some camp places that had cabins. That would have been cool.
Yeah, cabin, but as long as there was no Daniel Boone out there.
But I will say that campground had the most amazing bathroom, running water, toilet paper.
Yeah, you can stay at Clear Lake Campground.
Yeah, and the showers, they were solar powered, and they were the best showers I have ever seen at a campground. They were nice and hot. They were hot showers. I didn't want to come out.
So that's what you recommend is go in and get a motel instead.
No, I mean, I wouldn't mind camping again.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should have probably picked one a little closer, but by the time we made reservations and stuff, all the close ones were full.
The only thing I don't like about, you know, it's beautiful up there.
And the damn,
but the damn drive.
Well, the drive was, because
you know why,
guys,
you know why, guys, it's bad enough when I have to put her on the back of my bike. She sings, she talks. She don't understand that getting wind therapy means shut your trap.
And
shut it up.
Well, you had me in the front of the truck.
Yeah, and for four hours.
And you wouldn't even let me listen to the radio. And then by the time you did let me listen to the radio, I had to listen to 99 Red Balloons. Mm-hmm. That's the only part I know.
See, I don't like the radio when I'm done. Oh, I like peace.
You know what else was great?
What?
We found a payphone, but it didn't work.
Yeah, it didn't work. I went and checked it out, and it didn't work.
I was gonna go
inside and ask them if they had beepers, but
I had to take a picture of it just to totally show our son that payphones did exist. He goes, "What is that? Why did you take a picture of a phone?" I go, "That's a payphone. You had to put money in that."
But they did have a lot of good bikes. I'm not talking about, you know, you've seen a lot of them riding a lot of, you mm-hmm. know, good stuff.
There was a lot. There was like, okay, like even on the way home, that guy that we saw, I don't know what you would have called that. I don't know if it was a bike, a little car. I don't know what, but, and he had a wheelchair attached to the back of it.
Yeah.
Because of his disability, he was able to have somebody make him. And it looked like one of those kind of things with the two wheels in the front and the one in the back.
I forget.
Whatever. But those things.
But it was all linger or some shit. I don't know.
But it was all the way to the ground.
Mm.
So it was like a one level. And because of his disability, and his wheelchair was attached on the back. And because of his disability, they made it where he can do hand controls. And it was the coolest thing I ever saw in my life.
Now, to wrap that up this weekend, coming home today. The Honda Davidson broke down.
Yeah, it overheated.
It overheated, and they're probably asking what a Honda Davidson is.
It's a Honda.
It's a Honda, but, you know, my buddy.
Because you guys both ride Harleys, so.
Yeah, he wanted to fit in, so on the
windshield,
he puts Honda Davidson.
Instead of Harley
Davidson. And it's a good thing. It starts conversations.
Oh, it does.
And he gets in the argument, well, it's made in America, too. You know, because of Mansfield, Ohio. And it's funny watching people going back and forth about this. Mm-hmm. Well, it's about where the money goes to. So what are you doing? You're telling the union workers before it closed, I think it was, that they suck making Hondas?
I don't know. His bike's pretty cool.
But, you know, the Harleys made it and the Honda Davidson didn't.
No. Well, yours was on the trailer.
Yeah, I was pulling mine.
You were pulling yours there and back. Yours didn't come off the trailer until y'all went riding Saturday.
Well, that's because I had all the camping crap. You loaded me down. I don't know who needs so much camping shit other than you.
I had the whole bed of that truck filled. And guess what? We came home with only half a truck.
And what was funny is I said a couple days before we leave, you know, I'd just throw a rack on my bike, you know, a sleeping bag, we'd tarp it, and you looked at me stupid.
Banjack said years back we called them Charlie Davidsons.
Charlie Davidsons. We could have just tarped it, and you looked at me with the stupidest look, and you said, well, you ain't getting none. And I was like, well, I got to rethink this right here. You know, it's either bite the bullet or lose my privileges, if you will. And I had to bite the bullet. So we were on way back at Madison, and the traffic had to be backed up about 5 miles.
Yeah.
And next thing I know, because I'm in the middle lane,
you see the bikes fly. I see the bikes
fly onto the side of the road and the one smoking. So I jerked across and I looked at it. I was like, dude, put it on the damn trailer. I'm not going to sit here and play with it. And we think it was a thermostat or something like that.
He said it's just a thing. We get back to his house, it's like a $10 part.
Now, Dirty Knobs, I agree with them. I do agree with them. Yeah, I heard about that, Keith, about that accident on Saturday. One dead, three injured. I heard about that. If it don't fit in the backpack, it doesn't go. Tell that to China Doll. I ain't getting nothing.
No, I had a fresh pair of clothes for every day. I had a fresh pair of pajamas for every day, plus all our shower stuff.
Now, who does that?
And all our bedding. Like, Hollywood, hey, don't just look at me. You took your whole entire comforter and both your pillows off your bed. So don't even start.
But me, I'm not claiming to be Daniel Boone. I'm not out there to rough it. Now I know why they call it glamping. Because I ain't out there to freaking, I ain't out there to shoot my own food or any of that crap.
No, we had hot dogs and burgers like every day.
I've had enough of hot dogs and burgers, man.
Oh, that sucks. I just bought that at the store for you.
Oh, go figure. Anyway.
I'm kidding.
I like to be in comfort. I like peace and I like comfort. Now, when those two are out of whack, like you, when you're on the back of my bike singing stupid crap to me, this song will never end.
It just goes on and on, my friend.
You do it on purpose.
Yes, I do.
You want it? That's one of the reasons why I stop wearing the full face helmets with the intercom. Because that's all I would hear is her singing. And at least when you take off the helmets with them intercoms, the wind kind of breaks it up. And it's like, okay, it's tolerable where I can't hear her, I'm ignoring her.
I just get louder.
But with the helmets on, if there was a hell, okay? If there is a hell, it would be taking China Doll on the back of your bike and hearing that song. Hearing that song.
Which one?
You know damn well which one. And then it's like, dude, you want to get a lamb chop or something, puppet or something with me?
This is a song that doesn't end.
But at least it was the one accident. On okay, friend. You just shut up now.
Oh. At least you wanted me to sing it for you.
It was at least the one accident.
Yeah, that we know.
Did you hear any more?
No, that's the only one I heard about.
Because I, it came up on, what is that, that app or whatever the hell it is? That there was a bad one. And it wouldn't surprise me because the way these damn cars were driving. These Cagers, I was like, damn, man, it's worse than Chicago down here. And by the way, what the hell is up with you guys up in Wisconsin? I have not seen so much construction since Chicago.
That was bad.
It was. And then she puts on this girl named what is it, Karen?
My Google Maps, I Googled it, and it says that the name of the person that does Google Maps, her name is Karen.
So I don't like GPS as it is.
So we had to listen to Karen.
I had to listen to this dumbass thing.
Go straight on South 51.
And it was doing it every 6 miles. I was like, what the hell? I'm not stupid. And then when she took us around the traffic, I went in this circle. I ended up back where I started.
Yeah, but past the construction.
Oh, my God. You got that right, Mark. You know, how the cell phones kill. And that's one thing I did. And I looked at everybody else stupid. Because here we are, supposed to be in the woods, camping.
We all were playing on our phones at the campground. Hollywood's was in the glove box.
I put mine away for all weekend.
So if y'all were trying to get hold of them during the weekend, sorry, it was locked in the truck.
It was locked in the truck, because I don't like bringing them damn things with me.
No.
You know, maybe that's why I got my jollies looking at a freaking payphone, because at least they couldn't get you. Mm-hmm. So that's what I did with that. Hey, what's up, family life? I seen one of your brothers out there. He was looking like Chips from L.A. Had the motorcycle boots and all that shit.
And the helmet.
He looked really goofy, man. I'd be pissed with the uniform they put him in.
The knee-high boots?
The knee-high boots.
Knee-high black boots.
Is it
tan pants?
Do they wear knee-high boots so they just squat? I ain't going to go there.
They had nice bikes, though. You got to give them that.
I think they were riding Harleys. Right?
They were riding Harleys. All the motorcycle cops were riding Harleys.
They were, I think.
Mm-hmm. They were.
From each town.
Mm-hmm. Every single one we saw, from the state trooper down to the town ones, they were all riding Harleys.
Because usually they'll get some Kawasaki's and stuff.
They all had Harleys. I made sure I looked it.
You looked it?
I looked it. Just like you're freaking, you made up your own word. It was my turn. Looked it.
Hey, you got to tell everybody what your show is going to be. Every Monday, she does her own podcast that's on all the podcast platforms.
Family life. I hate wearing those boots.
You know what? He's the only one I like. He is. He's the only one I could find I like.
What?
He's straight up, and he's not an asshole. He's not like the other ones.
You know, he's a good guy.
Yeah, he's good. He ain't like the rest of them.
What is my topic on tomorrow?
Yeah, what's your topic going to be? Tomorrow's Serial Killer Monday for the second half of our show. Again, all you have to do is hit the notifications and stuff on Insane Throttle. And when it switches you over to us, that'd be the second half of the show. We get pretty stupid on the second half.
The topic for my show for tomorrow is... How to improve your relationship with yourself.
It's good.
Nah.
You know, you maybe go in, you know, 3 hours with your toy instead of two. That improves. You're the only one I know that can do 2 hours on it.
And I've got some really good news stories, too.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I've got one that's wow.
No more of that freaking Illinois Safe Act stuff, right?
No.
I get tired of hearing that.
I already read you that article. I'm not doing that article. No, there was one that I found that I was going to read to you, but I'd rather hear your comments when I say it during the show.
Dirty Knob says, China, I sent you a message on a female killer.
Yes, I got it. That's
you know what?
That is probably the one. I'm going to do one of the two that you sent me, Dirty Knobs. Thank you.
You see, your women are nasty. Okay? You're nasty. Just like that serial killer you covered where they cut off the head and did all kinds of wrong stuff to the head.
Yeah, that was gross.
A female was involved in that. Mm-hmm. Why are you so vicious? You guys got so much anger in you. You're vicious people.
Mark, serial killers eat all the sugar smacks.
Right? Unbelievable.
Yeah, I'm totally using one.
What other rides do you want to go to?
I don't know. Where are more?
You know, I don't want to go.
Do we got any coming up in October?
No, I don't think so.
November?
What are you, stupid? It's going to be cold. It's going to be like snow on the ground.
No.
Why do I want to go?
Wait till next year.
I'd rather go snowmobiling instead of riding a bike.
We don't have one.
I wouldn't get one over here because it don't snow. Now up there, it does.
Okay, so I don't know. I want to go on some next year.
You wanted to go on 66.
Route 66?
Yeah, the old 66.
Yeah, but that's going to take too long. I don't get that much vacation time.
Well, you can take a week at a time, you know, do a couple days, come back on it, and then the following year try to complete it. You know what I mean? You know, I would like to go to Sturgis, but I don't want to go to the rally. I want to go a week before and do the Black Hills. I heard that is just gorgeous out there.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Maybe we should
go. Are you still upset you didn't go riding?
Yes.
Shouldn't have been a bad girl.
Tina says we should come to Tennessee.
I love Tennessee. Problem with that is, okay?
Tennessee whiskey?
You're not going to get me camping there.
Why?
Because there's cottonmouths down there. They're called snakes.
Yeah, I know what they are. No thanks. They'll eat you.
They'll freaking get in your sleeping bag. They'll get in your boots. I don't want to deal with that. I don't want that kind of, you know, trauma in my life.
I mean, I'd say Hog Rock, but it's in the same state we live in, so that's kind of boring.
Yeah, but I heard it's Hog Rock is like out there, man.
You see a lot of boobies.
You see a lot of boobs.
And wieners.
They walk around butt naked like it used to be. Good old biker party.
Well, there's always Camp NCN in Wisconsin.
Yeah, you got the swinger stuff out there. Everybody naked there. But Hog Rock, that's what I heard, is the closest thing to a 1970s or 1980s party.
Dirty Knob says they're going to change the name from Black Hills to Neutral Rock. Because then it's politically correct. That was a good one.
That was a good one. That was a good one. That was funny. That was funny.
That was great. Dirty Knobs is funny.
That it is. But that's it for today. We were doing our test, seeing if these videos would work together and stuff like that. Michigan, we had held
up. Come up to Michigan and we can head up across the Mackinac Bridge and do the loop around Upper Peninsula. Okay.
That would be. I heard.
Now, when I was a kid, my parents and my brothers, we took the thing across to Mackinac, and on Mackinac Island, when I was a kid, this is when I was a kid, okay, I'm 49, but when I was a kid, they didn't have any vehicles on Mackinac Island.
Right.
All they had were bicycles.
Do people actually live on that island?
Yeah. All they had were bicycles and horses. That was the only way, or you walk on foot. That was the only way you could get around when I was a kid.
Do they have TV there?
Yeah.
They got anything modern up there? See, I can't do this old crap.
It's not comfortable. Island. To me. What is wrong with you? There's people, there's stores, there's stuff to do.
You know, they wouldn't invented Big Macs if, you know, I had to go shoot my own cow. That's why they invented them. The Whopper, Big Macs. That's why every time I go past a cow, I said, for, you know, that's a future Big Mac. I need the luxuries of life, man. I don't want to be out there shooting my own food.
That's not how it is on Mackinac Island. Dude, do your research, dude. What's wrong with you?
Then what do they do? How do they get their food there if they're an island?
There's fucking stores.
So they go to this store. Okay.
See?
Is that where all the rich...
Road Rage even said, still no cars allowed, horses and bike, and they do a few hundred people that live there year-round. See?
That must be cold out there.
Because it's
That's like
island.
Way up there.
And it's, yeah, it's off the upper the UP.
It's cool. Oh, it has to be cold.
It's cool. We went in the summer.
So how do they get the supply ships there if it's that cold?
Really?
Well, it's not like they're going to walk out the front door and get something. You got to supply it. What the hell's wrong with you? You know what? I got to do research to that. I do.
You got to do research on Mackinac Island because you just don't know.
Frogzilla. I taught my grandkids to call them cheeseburgers. Problem is, them cheeseburgers are getting more expensive now at McDonald's. They're getting a lot more expensive out there. And that's craziness, man. That's just, it's nasty. The prices. Yes, you can get a DUI on a bike. If anybody would, it would be Chinadel.
It would. It says, but you and your friend are both drunk riding, then you are helping your friend get home and no crime.
I wonder if they can get you drunk on a horse. You know, yeah, can they give you a DUI if you're driving on a horse? My problem is I don't even know about these horses.
There's your answer on how they get their food and stuff.
They take the ice bridge on snowmobiles to the mainland when it's all frozen over.
Yeah.
What if it ain't though? What if it don't freeze over?
Then they
go swimming. What?
They have boats.
Is that where they do that polar bear thing? Them stupid people.
Polar plunge.
Yeah, they're stupid.
Mark says his friend's wife got a DUI on a horse.
Only Mark. Only Mark. It sounds like something you do.
What?
Get a DUI on a horse.
Good question. The horse is driving. You're just riding.
Yeah. Say, hey, Mr. Ed over here. He's the one driving, not me.
He's drunk. I'm just a
passenger. I would like to do that now that you're talking about this Mackinac place.
Look it up.
Can you ride a motorcycle on the island?
Yeah.
But why can't you drive a car?
Cars aren't allowed.
Well, why if a motorcycle is?
You can't have cars on the island. They're not allowed there.
How big is this island?
I don't remember. I was a kid. I was like 10.
You can't remember what you seen at 10 years old? You know, you must be.
What I seen at 10 years old, I was scarred because I walked in on my parents, and after that, everything was a blur.
And it wouldn't be a good sight walking in on her parents on it. The boats still run as long as there is no life.
No ice.
The problem with that, man, those Great Lakes,
no
man,
motorized vehicles, period. That means you're riding a horse or a bicycle.
They can kiss Hollywood's ass.
You ride bicycle. Shut up. You've got one. You got a mountain bike.
Yeah, but I'm not going to freaking bike over the island.
He says it's 8 miles around the island.
Well, that ain't too bad.
No.
Then why the hell would you want to live there if it's only 8 miles around?
I don't know.
Anyways, screwy stuff, man. We'll be back. This was a special episode of Motorcycle Madhouse Morning Mayhem. We'll be on tomorrow at 8 o'clock on the Insane Throttle YouTube channel. Then it's going to switch you over live so you'll hear the show live over on YouTube on the other channel. You guys have a good night. I'm going to go unpackage food and eat that. I'm not going to go kill it, man.
What are you eating?
I don't know.
You already
what are you
ate.
Cooking?
I didn't know I was.